You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Follow us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy.
I'm looking online at the email that I received from our company. It is that time for us to take an online course about how to handle and how to prevent discrimination and harassment in the workplace. Or is it harassment? I never really know how to pronounce that word.
Help, I'm being harassed? Nah, it's harassment.
Do you remember we used to be owned by CBS years ago? In fact, I think when you started 12 years ago, I think we were CBS.
It was Infinity Broadcasting.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which
and then it went to CBS right
CBS.
After. Anyway, yeah.
Anyway, so we were owned by CBS for a while. And CBS used to, it was an annual thing that you had to watch the video and answer the questions. You had to take a little test.
Yeah, it's so cheesy.
And you had to do that. And now, what do you know? Slapshot Broadcasting is wanting us to participate in the little training module on preventing discrimination and harassment in the workplace.
It's all online, which is nice, because I've worked places where they like drag you into a room and set up the TV and plop in a VHS, and everyone's in there like, what is happening?
We, years ago, had one where they brought in, they showed the video, and then they had people in the meeting role play.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Good touching versus bad touching.
Right. And so you had to act out little scripts while the rest of us watched.
Yes. And you had to decide if it was sexual
and
harassment.
And then you would raise your hand.
That is harassment.
You would comment and you would say, no, I don't see that as harassment.
And then what if you were wrong and it actually was?
If you were wrong, then everybody would slowly turn their head and look at you with that look like, oh, you're that guy.
And then you'd give him the look back. Oh, yeah.
See, the problem with this is that this is a serious issue.
Very.
We're not
super
serious. We're not denying that. It's a serious issue. It's just that the training we can't take seriously.
At all. The scenarios.
That's the only thing.
You know we're going to be giggling through the entire thing. And or I'm going to watch it and I'm going to be like, holy crap, I do every single one of these they're saying not to do.
Either that or I'm going to watch it. I'm going to say, holy crap, this stuff happens to me.
Right. Or you'll say, I just got a bunch of ideas of things that I can do.
So, anyway, we'll let you know how that goes. But we have, how long do we have to participate?
I think
in
we
this?
Have until February, and then you can stop and start it at any time. I wonder if there's a little test at the end, you know, like, or do you just watch it and be done?
I guess we'll find out.
Because it'd be nice if you could just watch it and be done and not have to take a test at the end.
But apparently more and more and more companies are doing this. And so you, a lot of you who are listening to this right now are nodding saying, oh, yeah, we had to take our harassment and discrimination course module as well.
Dom, my eyes are up here.
Now, speaking of that, I want to talk quickly about this thing that's going on at a Starbucks. There was a guy who was banned from a particular Starbucks. I want to say this was in the Northwest. Because he asked out one of the baristas.
Mm-hmm.
He claims, and there's more to this story that you got to wait for, he claims that she flirted with him. But I'm thinking, dude, that's just a barista being, you know how guys sometimes...
They're pleasant. Right.
Right. Sometimes if a woman smiles at a guy, he's like,
she wants me.
She wants me bad. No, she probably, dude, was just being a sweetheart.
She just had hair in her eye, man.
Anyway, so he wrote a note that asked if she wanted to go out.
Okay.
And he gave it to her. And he figured the next day when he came in, he would get his answer. Well, when he came in the next day, the police were there. And the police said, sir, you have to leave and you have been banned from this establishment. Mm-hmm. You can never go back to this Starbucks.
Just for asking her out.
Because they said it was inappropriate behavior and, here's that word, harassment.
Well, tell the ages.
Well, I'm going to get to
that. Come on.
You've got to set up the main...
You're really building this up.
You've got to set up the crux of the story before you get to it.
Come on.
So my question is he harassing her or did he simply ask her out? Like, where do you draw the line? If you write a note that says, hey, I think there's a connection between us. Would you like to go grab...
There's more to this than I think we know. Do we know what the note said?
No, I don't have the actual text.
Because you don't know if that was appropriate or not.
Well, he says it's not.
And I'm thinking, you know, tell the ages. She's what, 16?
Okay, I'll tell the ages. He's 37 years old.
37.
And she's 16.
16. Okay, now there you have it.
Okay, I'm not in favor of that.
But you know he was being a creeper. This guy was being a total creeper.
How do you know?
I have a hunch.
Yeah, but what if you wasn't?
If you're 37 and you're in there hitting on a 16-year-old girl who's just trying to make some mocha cappuccino, non-fat, no whips, then you're kind of a creeper. You know he was like
no, I don't know that.
He was mouth open breathing and staring.
I don't think so. The stuff that I've read about him, he doesn't strike me that way. He is claiming ageism is what he's claiming. He says this is an ageist issue. And so he is being discriminated against because of his age.
Why would he want a 16-year-old?
Well,
anyway?
I'm not saying that. Again, I'm not defending
he was being weird.
That. But the fact that you ask somebody out, that shouldn't be considered harassment.
That should not be, but I bet you there's more to this backstory. I need to know what was on the note and how heavy he was breathing before I can make any sort of decision on this. Because obviously there was more for this to be harassment. Maybe he didn't leave, like he hung around for another hour waiting for a reply or followed her home.
I don't think so, because I think
in her backseat of her car.
I think all that would have been in the story, though.
Nah, they leave a lot out in the news.
So let me ask you this, just in general, what's the line between harassment and just asking somebody out? Are we so overly sensitive and protective today that it makes, you know, we do hear women say all the time, I wish guys would just have the guts to ask me out. And here's a guy who asked somebody out and then the police show up.
Are you saying that a 37-year-old asked a 16-year-old out?
Yeah, she just wants her
driver's
license.
Yeah, so the
license.
Line is okay. The there? Age, 18.
Yeah, let her be 18.
Let her be 18, that's the line. Don't you think?
And don't linger and don't wink at her from across the room.
You don't know he did any
and
of that. Wink.
Don't flash. You know
point
all that
finger.
Happened.
How you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing?
See who's on line one, because we might have somebody who wants to comment on that. While I talk, you know, if
16-year-old.
No, if you want to comment, 303-691-1649. For the record, I am not saying a 37-year-old should ask out a 16-year-old. I'm saying that I don't think it was harassment, unless there's way more to the story that we don't know. You, just a simple no, I'm not interested, and then he goes on his merry way.
What? Right? What if that's the first time the 16-year-old was ever asked out by anybody?
It's the wrong number.
She does
no joke. She's like, oh, I'm sorry, I have the wrong number.
Oh, okay.
Here's Michael Spear for our Mixed Money Minute. Michael, you've got more than one daughter.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Can you send me some photos of them?
Don't do it.
So the guy was the older person in this exchange, right?
He's 37, yeah. She's 16.
So let me ask you,
what?
Would it be creepier if the gal was the older one and the boy was the younger one?
I think what you're saying is there would have been a double standard and nobody would have said anything.
Not if the boy was still 16 and the girl was 37, the woman was 37, then it'd still be weird.
Yeah.
Still be creepy.
Well, that 37-year-old coming to pick up my 16-year-old daughter would have been greeted with a shotgun.
Yes, I understand.
Yeah. And dad would become a two-syllable word again. Dad!
I'm in love.
I'm going to tell you something.
I love him.
But daddy, I love him. What movie is that? Daddy, I love him. I will tell you this. I raised a son. And I never raised a daughter. And so I have the utmost empathy and sympathy for parents who have girls who are now 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. And Jeremy will be at that point eventually.
I know, I'm freaking out, man.
You're going to have to deal with it like Michael dealt with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll have two shotguns at the door, Michael.
I will loan you one of mine if you need it, son.
Double it up.
Can you go? Can you ride along and just go on the date and just sit in the back seat?
Yeah. Of course you could. I'll probably be the dad that, like, follows. You know they'll take off and I'll follow him. We have a tail!